thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Philippians 1:23, to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. To stand on God's word when death takes someone you love. Satan will try to torment you with remorseful thoughts of what you did and didn't do for your loved one while they were still here. Don't listen to him. The Bible calls him the accuser. Instead, rejoice that your loved one was in right standing with the Lord and that you'll be reunited in heaven for all eternity. Give yourself permission to grieve, and when the grieving period ends, stand on God's word. From 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 14, brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died. From 1 Corinthians 15:42 and 43, our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. From John 14, verses 1 to 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Lean on these words of Scripture today and find comfort. That's the power of God's word when death takes someone you love. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.